Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha! Welcome to the Shrine of the Sacred Cock. We broadcast live every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Key West Grind, currently hosted by our friends at KeyWestSportsNet.com from Key West, Florida, where the cock run free. The Shrine of the Sacred Cock, a weekly wormhole into unknown dimensions. As a tool to make you look more sophisticated, yeah, even smarter, and in time for the weekend. Also, the best music in the known universe, the Shrine of the Sacred Cock, making you look better since 2011. Turn your stereo to 11. the wormhole opens.
Thank you. Now comes the part where we have a brain connected very intimately to an external hard drive and a personal communicator, the kind the guys from Star Trek used, that we call the cell phone. Now evolution makes us adapt to our new cyborgization. The new kits do connect Wi-Fi's and Ethernet cables with ease while playing handheld video games and conversing over Bluetooth to their pals around the world for obliterating some pack of wolves roaming a virtual worldwide countryside and simultaneously speaking to their girlfriends around the corner and arranging to go out for a movie sometime later. This is happening everywhere you look around, all the time, right now. It's really like science fiction caught up with us and looks like the present. Futurologists despair. The future is very similar to our now. But maybe not. It's certainly faster. It's shorter. It's frenetic. It's a death race. It's not very pleasant to be living on an earth where everybody hates everybody else and kill each other for crazy notions based on personal convictions, poisoned by hate and pettiness. It's like we were showing ourselves to be incapable of living in peace and prosperity, and that we are racing towards a cultural Armageddon in which Mad Max movies will be like cute teddy bears playing with unicorns. The thing with the future is that soon it'll become your now and then your past, or it will become a dream unfulfilled and forgotten. There are two kinds of monsters, and each of us is both.
sorry. Brother Wayne Kramer. Brother Wayne Kramer.
multitasking landscape was lampooned in a recent episode of Modern Family, a TV sitcom of great popularity. In it, Claire, the meddling mom, is seen hacking Facebook accounts, teleconferencing with the family members, and tracking a misplaced cell phone using her and the phone's GPS capabilities. What in recent times was a matter for the X-Men, or of Star Trek, or even James Bond, has become our day-to-day existence. Some are better at this than others, but one thing is for certain. The great simulation flyers of fighter jets have become the great flyers of the unmanned drones. Unmanned, by the way, means the craft is without pilot, but somebody is at the helm, maybe several thousand kilometers away. But back to the multi-connected soccer mom of today. It shows many aspects of modern living. The obvious one is how multi-connected we are. The second is how easy it is to hack somebody's account if we take our time. A paradise for careful stalkers and peeping toms. Another important facet is privacy. But then, the targeting capabilities of being able to locate somebody, or at least, and for now, their cell phones using satellite capabilities included, called GPS. This is certainly terrifying and should make us pause and think about how that dystopia we have envisioned in the best of our nightmarish scenarios might come true if we don't act now. Of course, the fact that media has become social and TV has become a scripted reality and the news have become subjective fabrications and facts have become packets of electronic bytes. So Earth, the universe, and everything becomes information. Wants and tools. This is similar to when we say that we can minimize Einstein to some kind of special alignment of atoms and that created matter. True, but simplistic. Yet truth, much of it lies precisely in its simplicity, behind which sometimes it hides a simple explanation for a complex set of variables. Such is the case with Einstein's equation on general relativity. Simple, elegant. It gives you an explanation of the universe and the intellectual tools to create an atomic bomb. Yin and Yang. Rather, today, it would be Bing and Bang. Duality, one of the great mysteries studied by world's philosophers, but especially Eastern sages, has become the basis of machine language, a set of rules for the computers to do our bidding. In a sense, the tool becomes the maker of the tool and vice versa. I am interested in how humanity is evolving. To some, it would seem that we stopped evolving. It may seem there is something to creationism and intelligent design. Two of the biggest flaws of the theory of evolution is how was man such a leap in evolution? And we haven't found the link, the creature which shows how we evolved from apes. Until it's not found, that we evolved from apes is just a very informed conjecture. The other one is that after that giant leap, we seem to have stopped evolving. We might have been created from scratch, or we might have evolved from unicellular organisms, or maybe it was a combination of the two. Today, it becomes irrelevant because evolution, a trait we can observe and study in the natural world, in truly biological organisms, is now in our own hands, and we are adapting to the tools that we keep inventing, designing and perfecting, also selling and disposing. And the ecology of the matter is also very important.
wurde der Vorstandssprecher der Deutschen Bank, Alfred Herrhaus, ermordet. Er ist mit einem dunkelblauen Anorak, einer dunkelblauen Mütze und einer dunklen Jogginghose bekleidet gewesen.
Es gilt, unserer Polizei zu helfen.
Wir sind selbst tief erregt.
Mit der Zug und Körperwärme wird aus einer Konfusion eine Kernfusion.
Statt ihre Lassen.
Mit der Zug und Körperwärme wird aus einer Konfusion.
Gangster haben jedes Gefühl für die Würde.
Becoming cyborgs. In a sense, we are cyborgs already. Everybody walking around with an external hard drive to their own brains, we call smartphones, iPods, or simply tablets. But the integration is not complete until we develop a beneficial rapport with the technology before we can incorporate it. Or the other way around, we incorporate the technology emotionally before we complete the incorporation with physical integration. Our pets and our smartphones, two of our most prized possessions, have chips inserted so we don't misplace them. Soon, that chip will be inserted to everyone at birth, and the global connection will go forward without resistance. In a sense, our individuality will have to live side by side with our communal living, like maintaining individuality inside a brainwashing cult group. Not easy, but part of the process, which is completely psychotic, yet widespread and normal. Also necessary. We'll be right back. Machines and humans evolve at the same rate and feed each other towards an unseen, non-defined, vague future goal, which is survival. The dogma, in this case, is the strong survive, the weak do not. Yet we see that the magnificent youth of yesteryear has been displaced by the nerds of today as the role model for advancement and development. Yes, to adaptation and evolution for the survival of the human race. It sounds cataclysmic, and it is. We have our resourcefulness and our intelligence and our capacity to adapt and tweet almost anything, and our capacity to communicate, cooperate, and organize to survive. Now you see where we can only be very realists to identify the problems today before being an optimist becomes an act of stupidity. Right now. live in the most magnificent spaceship ever designed. Planet Earth, our own mothership, travels through space and time, proud and stable around a beneficent, young, powerful yellow sun of medium size. In our neighborhood, there are not many nasty threats, and life has evolved here. We know this. What we do not know is what kind of life has evolved and in what type of planets. If they are distant or relatively near planets. We do not know if we'll meet them in our own life or if we have already met them without even realizing it. If they visited us in the past and after completing their mission went away never to return, or if they never went away and we are living with them side by side today. Maybe there's more than one race of aliens competing between each other for the control of the planet, while maintaining everybody in the dark for their own reasons. We just don't know this or that. We also don't know if we evolved or if somebody or something meddled with our DNA and created us, or simply perfected a pre-existing life form. We are in the dark in so many matters. We can only be grateful to live in an era where information, unlimited, is at the palm of everybody's hand. You just have to get interested. Easy.
She packed my bag last night, free flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
And this has been our program for this weekend. Please tune in next Friday, like every Friday, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another chapter in the Shrine of the Sacred Cock Saga. We have been broadcasting live from the Conch Republic, last free country in the world, exclusively on Key West Grind, by courtesy of KeyWestSportsNet.com. Where you can also download our catalog of great shows. Please tune in again next week for another bunch of crazy ideas to bounce with people during the weekend and the greatest music in the world. Until then, bye bye. Pow. Peace. Mir. Hepinde. Heiwa. Frieden. Santi. Hukoi. Pass. Please join us next week, same cock channel, same cock time, from a town on the edge. Good night and good hunting. It's time to prepare for the apocalypse.